What's up, everybody? It's your host, Chavy Patty, with the boys. We got Kanye East. The fucking idiot. We got Joe Mama.
What's up?
I love how you looked at me.
I looked at you. We got Jane the Big Nose Llama. And we got Demetrius the Marker.
The Marker.
A special guest.
Yeah, he might be a permanent if he just...
stops vaping.
Yeah, stops.
I don't...
Stop grabbing your dick.
Leave my dick alone.
Alright, so how's your guys' day going so far?
It was good until you at house.
Fuck off.
How's your day, Jaden, the big nose llama?
Fuck you. That's what.
His nose is average at the time.
So you guys made us mob all the way back to my house and then you...
Sorry, Kanye.
That was
Kanye,
your decision.
Well, Kanye's mom didn't want to take us.
Yeah.
Take you guys. You guys had bikes. You guys have bikes are way better than fucking longboards.
It took us like 30 minutes.
Yeah, you guys just gotta get the fuck out of there. In and out, quick.
Hey.
What did we say?
What did we say? Not on the podcast.
What did we say?
You mean? No. Okay, I'll put it in my pocket. I'll pinch your
nipple. Not on the podcast.
Oh.
Okay. Ooh, damn, I like that.
Can you say, he pinches just nipple. Not do it for an hour, Mark?
Yeah, yeah, just an hour.
Okay, an hour. I'm grabbing shit.
So wait, our first podcast got... 13, and then the other one got 9.
Yeah. Well, thank you for watching this.
No, the first one was probably us.
Joking.
The first one was just probably us being idiots.
Oh, it's.
So yeah, this is episode 3, but it's basically 2 because someone's a fucking idiot. I'm not gonna say.
Not pointing any fingers.
No, I'm pointing any fingers, but we could, since you guys can't.
Llama.
Shut the fuck up! All right, since none of you can see the fingers that we're pointing at, all right. Fucking this motherfucker over here.
Oh, I have a finger for you. It's the fucking middle one.
No, Jay.
Now you're just making it. Just the point. You're just making it obvious. Retard.
They know
you're
it's
a llama.
Me.
Whatever, a llama. Big nose.
You don't
we'll
have
fucking
fingers.
Suck up the X. All right. So, what are we talking about? Why the fuck do you not stop? Stop.
It's like people got slaves.
That's not okay. That's not okay. We're not allowed to make that. Those
yeah,
jokes.
We are.
It's because we have two.
That's because we have black people.
What are you gonna say, niggas?
No, I was gonna say Mobambas. Okay.
No, he's gonna say.
I was gonna say we have two Obamas.
Say
in the
dirty
pond,
monkeys.
Yeah. He's blue. You gotta make it clear that.
No, he's right. White.
Kanye
he's,
East.
No,
is
Kanye
a...
East is the whitest person I ever met. Logan's more blacker.
But Demetrius looks like
Demetrius just looks stoned off his ass.
Yeah, he's a chronic smoker with popcorn lungs. He thinks there's nicotine in McDonald's fries.
He thinks we're in a dome.
He can't read.
Why are you guys fucking listening to all of his flaws?
We're sorry.
Marcus is a good companion to hang out
Kenyan
with.
Kenyan has a girlfriend, a man.
Who's Kenyan?
What, you can't even put your words together.
Who's Kenyan?
Mom.
And Kanye?
Just shut the fuck up.
Who asked you?
Yeah, who asked you? Shut the fuck up. Be quiet. Alright, big nose.
I
hate being called Chubby
hey,
Patty.
We
it's
said
fun.
No smoking on the podcast.
Does
you
it look
fucking
like
loser.
Yeah, it does. Read the fucking thing. Give me it. I'm throwing out the window.
Come on, man.
Yo, I need my puff.
Alright, listen. Joe Mama, you have to make sure he doesn't fucking put it in his mouth.
Oh.
Because if he does, I'm gonna box a bitch.
Mosh pit.
I'll just jump him.
So, how was your morning, dude? Because I was, me and Demetrius were with you this morning.
It was good, but I spent a whole ton of money on you, fucks.
Dude, that food was awful.
Breathe out.
We went there. Seals is my favorite place to go, okay? I love Seals, but what the fuck? They were so mean to us that day. Did they not think we're going to pay? Demetrius, big nose, hello? Oh, were they just mean to me only? Giving me a half-cooked pancake that tastes like
they
shit.
They gave me good food.
That shit was kind of good, though.
The pancake?
Yeah, it was alright.
Yeah, like at the end, like after the taste, but like when you first put it in, it was like, yeah.
It was way
maple. You have to dunk it in maple syrup.
No.
The bacon was not what I expected it to be.
The bacon was fucking...
hard.
Hey, no, I know the best place to go. It's called Granny Annie's.
I know that. I fucking love their scones. Their pancakes
are fucking massive, and their bacon's always busting.
These two had a cone scones for the first time.
Oh, I'll make us some bomb-ass scones. Just buy me the ingredients.
I thought scone was legit bread cone. A bread cone.
Or like some dumb, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was some dumb shit, and I tried it. I was like, what the fuck? But how Big Nose explained it was, it was just a bunch of fucking bread just crumbled together. Yeah, and I was like, what?
Bread.
You should go to the one at Lagoon.
That's no, it's really sugar. Good. Just bread.
That's
it's just bread.
Then explain why my bread tastes like shit.
Because it's not bread.
It's grocery store bread. You have to.
It's like it's a giant croissant, pretty much.
Yeah, it's big croissant with butter.
Our the one and that sugar. Ours look like, it doesn't usually look like that.
Yeah, it looked like a it looked like a beat up piece of loaf.
Yeah, usually it's kind of like stringy. Why are you?
So, it's in the shape of a cone.
Well,
no, it's in the shape of a croissant.
It's like a bunch of like here. I'll have to take you once we go to Lagoon. But like, it's usually.
I love
like
it how we're just explaining where we live. Kaysville, Lagoon. What's next, Layton?
We've said
Utah. No, we live in Colorado.
We've said Utah.
We live in Canada. What you talking about?
We said Utah in a couple of our past episodes when we were talking about
Bigfoot. Oh, what?
Big Nose, the shut one? Up.
When we were talking about
Bigfoot. Shut up, Canada?
Big Nose.
Canada?
Canada,
they don't give
a shit. Yeah, that's definitely where we're from,
Where are your ancestors from?
My ancestors are from Ireland.
That's it?
Irish.
Do you know anything? Does anyone actually here like know like a little bit?
Okay, Irish, England, and America. That's basically it.
I got this.
I have little like 1%, but that's it.
Speak.
Speak.
We're waiting.
England, and Canada, and Africa, and Florida.
Okay.
Where are you going with this?
Ancestors.
Yeah, we're just
outside of America.
Jamal, where is you from?
Dude, it's so
Spain?
Hard.
Hardcore to Italy.
Oh, he's from Mexico.
That's it?
Yes.
That's fucked.
Ancestral land. In Mexico.
Give me a mech.
Look at that shit, bro.
Awesome. Stop watching porn.
We're not allowed to look at that.
It's
you
deer
have to talk.
Porn.
We can't be on our phones. Do you not understand the rules of the podcast?
It's deer porn. It's deer porn.
This man's watching deer
porn. It's not deer porn. It's just a deer sucking another deer palm. It's not. It was just, it's a... Never mind.
How do you think those deer are?
Come here.
Hey, you guys. You think that lava's hot?
No.
Lava's cold.
Dude.
Okay. Yeah, technically, you can eat lava, but only once.
You know the redhead that you did to Travis?
Will you shut the fuck
yeah,
up?
Yeah, will you shut the fuck
I'm
up?
I'm not saying your name for a reason.
You
trying to
are
tell
so
you a story.
Fucking loud.
I'm trying to tell you a story.
Why is he not so big? I'm just kidding.
So... I sat next to her in health class, and she told me that one time she saw a dog getting sucked off by a girl.
Well, we saw the
Have you guys seen that one video?
Look at the dog,
we showed...
He kept his hand on him.
Have you seen that one video where the bitch is getting...
The dog trying to, like, get look up, and
yeah,
these guys know my name.
Jin. Okay. Marcus... Demetrius Marcus III sent that video of the girl... And she was holding the dog's dick, and he's freaking out, and she's trying to shove it in her pussy.
Yeah.
You could Google videos on dogs and people doing weird shit
but
to animals. Seeing
it like
I've seen a girl get fucked by a donkey, and she was a BBW.
Oh, hell.
Why? I Googled that, because I'm an American.
You Googled it?
And I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, you at least looking curious.
No, because, look,
at least we're not, like, someone man orgy.
Round two. Okay.
Marcus, get off your phone, bro.
I'm looking up BBW getting fucked by animals.
Why?
We can't, dude. What the fuck?
Why?
We're gonna get demonetized.
We already made a racist joke within the first fucking 3 minutes.
No, all I said was nigga.
But yeah, no, I was gonna be like, bro. Never mind.
You're an ugly fucking girl.
What?
And you suck
what
ass at
What the fuck
codenames.
Did you say, you dirty monkey?
Bruh.
Yeah.
He can't read.
Well, let's involve Marcus in the podcast. Marcus, what do you think about
love? Yo.
What do you think about love?
We're definitely not making out with love.
Love.
Yeah, well, yeah, tell me your general idea.
No one fucking interrupt. I actually want to know what his definition of love is. What is your definition of love?
I don't know. I don't have anything for love. I don't
like anything like
what do you want?
What do you want?
In a relationship type way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Swear to God, if you say sex.
Shut the fuck up.
It's an honest opinion. Fucking big nose.
Yeah, big nose. What do you want?
Love. Hold on, let him talk.
Shh.
Doing shit together.
What does that mean?
He was just explaining it. Before you rudely interrupted.
Fucking dumbass.
Shut the fuck up.
My dumbass needs to think about this.
I don't have forever. I'm sorry.
Can't wait.
You have like 10 minutes to explain this shit.
I don't even know what love is, bro. To be honest. Love somebody.
Love somebody. That's cat.
I'm not saying well, has the other person loved them back? Him back? No. Exactly.
You're kidding me, you fucking dickhead.
Love's a.
Who are you talking to?
Love.
Gorilla?
Love goes both ways. Love has to go both ways. Marcus, I'm pretty sure the only love he gets is from his parents, and that's all love that we start out with.
Unless you
get friends,
or like my dad, he drank the invisibility potion from Minecraft.
Wow, that is way too much information. Anyway, big nose.
He had mods. How's your day going? Forever.
I was spending so much fucking money.
He's almost 2 out of 9.
Hey, dude,
let's hang out. Hey guys, let's hang out.
Dude, I'm sorry, but don't worry about money.
Yeah,
it's one of the stupidest things to worry about. Yeah, you might worry about it when you fucking need it, but don't worry. Don't trip on money.
Well, I need to buy a new board.
Hey, but don't trip.
If I had a stable job, I'm gonna trip.
Jaden, I had like $200 on my card. That shit went down to 55 in 2 days, and I'm fine.
God damn, what the fuck are you buying?
I bought a dildo,
a fleshlight.
I bought porn premium pass. I bought the Fortnite battle pass.
We don't discriminate here, right? It's Pride Month. We love you for who you are.
He's just I hate gay people.
No, I like them.
Wait.
Do you like them? Do you want to be one?
No.
It's fine.
I don't
want
to be one, but they're okay.
We're in a pro era.
Here's my logic. I don't give a fuck what you are. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
As long as you don't taunt it. As long as you don't flaunt it in my face, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'll slap the fuck out you if you're like, I'm gay. Be gay with me. I'll be like, bitch.
All the people that say if
you're
not
gay, then you're gay.
Yeah, right. if you aren't gay, then you're homophobic. You know, just because I don't want to date a gay.
Or if you wouldn't date a trans woman, you're transphobic.
I don't know.
It's just, I don't want to date a girl with a dick.
Yes, the real question. Would you fuck a dude?
No.
Would I fuck a dude?
You don't have
$1 million.
You don't have a fucking agreement in this. You can get
how many bitches
your
in your
girlfriend.
Snap? How many? How many bitches in your snap? Well, over 100. Hey,
shut up.
None of them
shut up. Shut up, Juice WRLD fan. No one asked.
Calm down.
Look, listen. We're all here to
calm
chill.
Down,
we're all here to have a good time. You're making us look like a fucking bunch of monkeys.
We are monkeys.
Tell that monkey to calm down then.
Didn't you start it though?
No, you're the
you
one
really
like,
did.
Okay, guys, that's your question. Would you fuck a man for $1 million?
$1 million? I don't need $1 million.
I would fuck the shit out of that person.
What?
I would do many things to that man for $1 million.
A cheeseburger?
No.
You're that, bro.
No.
I'd fuck a man for a cheeseburger right now, bro.
Anything, man.
That's something I would say if I'm fucking
dying. $13?
Alright, anything to get fed.
$13 to suck.
Would you suck a nigga off for $10?
No.
Depends.
Wait.
No, for $25.
What?
I need the money.
Wait, no, Marcus.
From broke,
we're talking. If you say nigga, you mean BBC. He's packing 9 inches.
his eyes just widen up so hard.
He's packing 9 inches.
Rope would be hurting afterwards.
No, and he doesn't bust for 40 minutes.
Oh, hell no.
And he wants you to swallow.
I'm getting that, man.
Jesus Christ.
Jaden, no, I'm spinning that shit out. Or he ain't coming on my face at all. He's gonna come on the fucking concrete ground, right?
What if he just grabs you
I'll fucking slap him. I'll bite his dick.
What if he's 6'5 and 300 pounds?
You know what his 9-incher is gonna be? Fucking 2-inch.
Nah, what if his dick is hard as shit and he's just.
Why the fuck are we talking about this on a podcast?
Jaden, it's very important.
Just grab it, it's twisted.
It's gonna be like a cartoon. I'm gonna
give him an Indian bird.
I have friends who listen to this.
He's like a beatbox.
I have no one that listens to this.
I have British girls too.
Okay, and?
And?
So what if you're British?
Why are you looking at me like that? You got real close. What's up?
Kiss okay. Me. What's your general opinion on Jewish people?
They're all right.
Can we go back?
I don't want to involve myself in this.
Whatever you say.
Can we go back to the gay shit where people were like, oh, you know, if you don't date a trans person, you're transphobic or some shit.
Yeah,
like
I hate those people.
Bro, like, usually this podcast is chill. People can sleep to it.
I say, like, today, if you make, like, fun of it, but not, like, hella fun of it, like, oh, I hate them. Like, I think you're...
Like anybody
jokes about them is just acknowledgement of them.
And anybody, I'm just saying this now, anybody who fucking is still racist, is still homophobic, y'all are bitches. Y'all need to grow the fuck up and be like, get the fuck out of your wheelchair. Stop being an old white racist guy.
Fuck you. Aren't we all racist though? No. We make fucked up jokes every day like that.
It's not racist if you're doing it to your friends.
It is, though.
Mr. Clow is gonna fucking look at you and be like, oh, he's right.
If they are the PS4 party, he's like,
what did he say?
He's gonna be like,
Mr. Clow?
Yeah, our teacher. I don't care. I fucking put his ass on blast.
He will say nigga. He said nigga before.
He's white, by the way.
Yeah.
Higher than Santa Claus.
Didn't he call you a monkey?
Who said Santa Claus was
called Maya a monkey? Black?
What the hell?
That's like saying Jesus is the monkey.
Who's trying to make it with that monkey? I mean, that girl. I was like,
I believe Santa Claus is a snowman, bro.
Santa Claus? Let's talk about Santa. You guys think he's real? I think he's real.
Oh my god.
I believe Santa Claus too.
I fucking love Death and Robots video about Santa Claus. Fuck me over for the rest of my life. I was like, oh, hell no.
Naughty or nice? What about naughty?
Yeah. He's like breathing in their face like, nice. And then he just fucking throws it up. I was like,
It's a show on Netflix. I highly recommend it. It's short animated films. They're amazing. Well, not films, like episodes. 17 minutes to 3 minutes, depending.
And they don't correspond with each other.
Michael B. Jordan's in there. Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan's episode kind of sucked.
Yeah, it was really ass. I kind of hate watching it. Not because Michael was in there, just...
I love Michael B. Jordan. He's my favorite.
I don't get the
Michael
AI.
Michael B. Jordan died in Black Panther.
You know who actually died in Black Panther? Alright, that's fucked up. That was a fucked up joke.
Black Panther died.
Black Panther did die. I hope the MCU recovers from this. Incredible loss.
Did you just smell my hair, bro?
No.
My favorite black guy is Morgan Freeman.
We're on the podcast. You either leave or you don't get on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Morgan
what
Freeman.
If I suck your tits, bro.
My tits are small. I don't have any.
Maybe.
I'm just kidding. I got mosquito titties.
We know something.
No, let me at least scroll out of her thing,
though. Don't discriminate.
I'm just sitting in there.
Would you suck his titties?
Fine. No, you're not. Not anymore.
Would you?
No.
Just involve yourself in the conversation.
Yeah, Marcus, tell them about how the Earth is a dome.
Shut the fuck up.
No, Marcus, I want to hear your general opinion.
Marcus, what's thoughts about aliens?
Oh, yeah, let's get into this topic. Hold up.
Okay.
No, fuck that. We don't need to do all that.
We do.
Fuck up.
Why?
Fuck talking to you.
Then just let it play, you dumbass.
Why? So let them know when we're going to change the ads?
By the way, you're getting an ad.
No. Shush. Let's get into aliens.
Hi, welcome to...
Shut the fuck up! Okay.
Fuck up.
Love you. Love you, Kanye, please.
These people are not going to be able to sleep.
Yeah, they are.
Dude, I got called on so many times by the cops, I really don't care anymore. I could have a noise complaint. Hey,
look away, look away.
Alright, aliens.
Oh, you fucking dickhead.
What happened?
What'd you hit me with?
The wood.
That hit me in the eye.
Give me wood. Gone. Wood. Gone. Wood. Alright. Aliens. Jaden.
They're real. There's no way they're not.
No, they have to be real.
Why is that?
There's way too many fucking planets.
No, dude. All right. Think of the probability of us existing. Of course, there's other bacteria or organisms like us out there. We don't know if they're exactly like us. We don't know if they follow the same genetic structure.
What if their dicks
are fucking
huge
out there?
Like 20 inches.
What if it's like that fucking one where they're like,
It might be at the same level.
We use this as a greeting, and they stick their penises in the other people's mouth, and they piss out their fingers.
Yes. Yeah, and then he's like, it's Scary Movie 3. Yeah. He's like, this is how we say goodbye, and he kicks him right in the fucking nuts. Alright,
aliens, Marcus. You think they were real?
Hell yeah, I think aliens are real. Area 51, nigga?
Do you think
they I think they move shit from Area 51, because when they, on September 20th, 2020, when they actually went to Area 51.
It was 2019, wasn't it?
No, it was 2020.
When we did that stupid Naruto run or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Well, that's when it got popular.
That was like 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, 2020 was the quarantine. Yeah,
that's what it
hurts. Oh. We couldn't leave. Shit.
Look at this. Okay. No, I don't care.
I don't care about your hairline.
Sorry for wronging this whole
podcast. Okay. On September 20th, 2019, people went to raid Area 51. And
that was in 2019?
Yeah, it was.
Holy shit, that was 2 years ago?
Yeah, we're all...
So, and that happened, I think they moved it, because the only guards they had for over 100 people was two guards with, like, M4 rifles and one guard dog. You think if there was an actual... If there was actual shit in there still...
That's fucking... What guns
did
they have?
Like an M4, something like that.
Why would they?
But why would they only send two people and a dog if there was that much stuff to guard? So there's something else they're hiding. It's gotta be somewhere else.
Inside the building.
What about Roswell?
What was that?
Roswell, New Mexico, the old abandoned. Isn't it abandoned or is it still up and running? It's like. It was like the first place where people said that there's alien sightings and experienced by the government.
Oh no, that was in Wyoming. There's like a whole documentary about that. I don't remember what it's called, but in Wyoming, I think it was Wyoming. Maybe.
Could be.
It was a desert.
All the western states are a blur at this point.
It was a western desert state, probably not Wyoming. But anyway, they saw on this specific date, I don't remember when it was, but there was just flashing lights in the sky, and people found these weird rock spirals on hills just out of nowhere, just rock spirals, and nobody knew why they were there.
Could have been some crack addict out in the desert just fucking, rocks, rocks.
Wait, no, but it was like a lot of rocks.
What about that fucking thing that in Los Angeles, the Battle of Los Angeles?
Ah, yeah.
They're shooting at the fucking sky because some big-ass thing was floating there. Why are you over there?
What?
Stop laying down. Get up.
We were allowed to lay down. It's bunk bed talk. Talk in the bunk bed.
Yeah, but I don't want his ass to fall asleep.
I won't fall asleep. I'm too woke for that.
Okay, let's continue.
Hey, give me that.
Yeah. So in Los Angeles, they kept shooting at this big ass thing, whatever the hell it was. You guys gonna join the conversation with us?
I think you gave my fucking eyeball ligma, bro. Oh my god, it hurts.
Which ligma? Ligma balls.
Oh yeah.
Jaden, you like Wendy's?
No.
Hey, Jaden.
What?
You like Wendy's,
Marcus? Don't fucking do it.
Wendy's not smack your face.
You like fitness? Fitting his whole dick in your
mouth. Okay, back to
aliens.
Alright. What were we talking about?
Battle of Los Angeles.
Yeah, they kept shooting at the fucking sky and apparently it was nothing.
What the fuck do against aliens? They have flying ships?
And I seen a video. This guy who used to work at an Area 51, he said they sent him out on some squadron mission or whatever. And he said that he was, and there was like a little bit of dash cam footage. So all you see is this really bright light, and you just see
light?
The what?
Light?
No, I said bright light.
You said light? Bright.
Bright light.
Bright.
And you just like you see the military people just kind of slumped over in the car, and he says that he was the only person awake, and he's just like seeing his whatever military people he was with. He said that they were like slumped over, and he says the squad car, whatever they were in, was, like, moving, and he said that there was, like, just a really bright light. Bright light.
Bright
light. Shut the fuck up.
You just stopped the conversation, though.
Have you guys heard of that one highway in Japan? So apparently, like, there's this highway in Japan. Apparently, like, it's kind of famous.
That's a stupid question to ask, sorry. I thought it was all samurai shit over there, okay? I thought they were still in the 1400s. No. Continue.
Yeah, there's a... I don't know if it's in Japan or China, but it's, like, really famous for, like, sightings of shit. And one time, there was this couple with a new child, and their car broke down, so we're on the side, and it was super late at night. No one was coming down, and man couldn't fix the car, so he went, told the lady to lock the car, all that stuff, and he went to go find a repair shop. The lady sat there for like a couple hours, and then she was scared, so she called the police. Police came, surrounded the car, got everything ready, firearms, all that, told the lady to come out without looking at the car. So she came out, not looking at the car, went all the way to the police station, and she thought it was safe. She turned around, and there was this, like, alien-looking thing just eating a headless husband.
What?
Oh, are you talking about a movie?
No, this is, like...
It sounds like a fucking, like, movie or some shit. What?
No, this is, a thing that I found on the internet that I read.
What'd you find? Wikipedia? Instagram?
Wikipedia?
WebMD? Where at?
It wasn't a movie. It was an article.
Snapchat? Was it BuzzFeed? BuzzFeed?
Snapchat?
Yeah.
It was BuzzFeed?
No, it wasn't BuzzFeed. I don't know what it was.
Was it Vox?
It was on TikTok, and I watched it, and then I searched for the article.
I'm sorry, that's not a reliable news source.
If
that was real,
that's understandable, because, like, if you get abducted, then, like... It could be like that episode in Rick and Morty. It's like a whole fucking simulation, and you think you're still outside, but in reality, you're in the fucking UFO. You're abducted.
True. Who knows? Guys, so, I think when, you know, like, fuck, what are they called?
UFOs.
No.
UFOs? Come on, AJ.
Let the two parts.
Aliens.
I know.
Let the two parts of his brain connect. You know that little part that connects the both sides of the brain.
Yeah. Astronauts.
Oh yeah.
I think astronauts have to sign like a paper or like just sit down by the government to say like
to not say certain things.
Yeah, like if they see some shit in space, you cannot tell anybody. Like what if there was fucking aliens?
What about the ISS?
Have you been to Mars yet?
No.
I've been to Mars, Marcus.
Only rovers have, Marcus.
Yeah, only rovers. And the rovers are...
The only thing the rovers have found on Mars so far is microbacteria, though.
But what if they have found one? They just haven't.
No, what if we found some shit, like a fucking... I know, an egg or some shit on the moon.
Scooby-Doo?
Or like writings. Writings. What the fuck? Yeah.
Dude, you know that fucking asteroid that came like past Earth and almost hit us?
Oh yeah, like, I remember that.
Everyone's freaking out about. People say it's a space shuttle. It's like like crazy. It says it's a space shuttle and it had cryptic writing on it, and a bunch of weird shit like that. But why is everyone freaking out about it if we know that there's aliens outside? It can't just be us, right?
If it is us, it's scary.
Yeah, it's us against the unknown.
That's lonely.
Yeah, plus...
And if we die, there's no more life.
For like a few million years.
Yeah,
but then...
We had the dinosaurs.
But then another Big Bang out of nowhere in our own galaxy.
Almost like another planet, like it's life. You said we found micro...
Yeah, we found microbacteria on Mars.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
That planet isn't in the life zone, though.
Can't that...
It's still life.
Can't, like, a moon off of, like, Saturn or something? Wait, was it Uranus or Saturn?
Saturn is the one.
Titan's the sustainable life planet.
Wait, no, it's fucking Jupiter. Jupiter's the one with all the moons.
Yeah, I know
Yeah, Jupiter has, like, 80 moons.
I know the rock...
Saturn has, like...
I know the rock's called Titan, though.
Yeah, that's Jupiter.
Capable of life.
Jupiter is the biggest
one. No, it's Jupiter.
Saturn is the one with the rings.
Jupiter you can see from our sky.
Yeah, only sometimes though.
Jupiter is the big ass one.
So you know how we have the sun, and then there's bigger suns.
Yeah.
How the fuck do we know that we have bigger suns?
Because you know the Hubble Space Telescope. That's what it is.
So we can see from fucking light years away.
Yeah. But what we see is like 21 million years ago. We don't see what's happening currently.
Yeah, Marcus. Because that's the thing about space. It takes 8 minutes.
It takes eight minutes
for the sunlight to reach us. So if the sun exploded during the day, we wouldn't notice for 8 minutes, and then the world would black out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd
be cold as fuck. We probably only have like 12 hours before everything freezes.
No, like an hour.
The change would be instant.
Really?
Yes. The sun just fucking exploded.
But I mean,
no, the sun explodes, we'll die.
This has some like
how. Well, instantly die, but I'm talking about like if it's
turned
off. Oh
yeah, because solar rays.
Yeah. If it turned off.
We'll have 8 minutes before we get blasted with nothing but radioactive Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our star's dying, so are a bunch of other stars.
Well, yeah, our sun's middle-aged right
now. Can the moon explode?
Yeah.
If we nuke it or something.
Well, yeah, the moon is. So, what people believe is that our moon was a part of Earth. And then when Earth's creation, an asteroid hit Earth.
Yeah, and then like a big ass chunk just like
came off, and that was the moon.
That's kind of stupid.
I believe that too.
I just believe a big ass rock hit the Earth, bounced off. The like boom, walk for
it. Why don't we just like nuke it, like the moon with like the oceans?
What?
That'd be stupid.
Or where would the chunk of thing that looks like?
There's two people talking at once.
No, I was.
There's two people talking at once.
I wish.
Bring the conversation over here.
Jaden came up with a thing. Okay, so Jaden said, if the moon broke off of the Earth, where's the chunk of Earth that's missing? And I said, the ocean. Guys, let's talk about oceans, guys.
Ocean, no.
Yeah.
Alright, so that one's space.
Yeah, I
kind of
believe that.
Okay, guys. We've had so much.
The fucking ocean. Oh
yeah,
my.
We know so much about space.
But not the ocean.
But I got another question.
I believe Godzilla's real.
Godzilla?
I believe something's in the fucking bottom of the ocean.
NASA was created to explore the ocean, and then they just went to the fucking space.
Because they got hella budget. They got hella money.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
Also.
Jason, what are you saying?
The deepest place in the ocean discovered is the Mariana Trench, and it's deeper than Mount Everest is tall.
Uh-huh.
But we haven't discovered all of that.
We just know how deep it is. Three people went down.
But that's like,
yeah, three people discovered it, and they had to tell people.
That's like right next to land. Imagine what the fuck's in the middle of the center of the ocean.
Have you guys seen the shit where like these big ass blue whales, the biggest creatures in the world, with huge bite marks in them.
Yeah, those are from the giant squid.
No, squids.
Oh no, those are sperm whales.
Yeah.
But it's like whales washed up with like bitten in half.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No fucking squid can do that.
Like scientists say, there's like could be things like
a megalodon,
like 7 times larger than like the blue whale.
No, megalodon is definitely extinct.
Are you talking like long squids? Like,
yeah,
the blue whale.
So, the reason the animals get so big down there is because the water pressure down there causes something to the creatures called gigantification, I think it's called. But whatever it does, it makes the creatures down there in those environments super big. So that's why the sperm whales down there are so big. That's why the squids get big. But, like, the sperm whales, they have scars all over them from the fucking squid.
Squids fuck them up.
Yeah.
Imagine getting fucked up by a squid.
Like, gang members. It's like gangs.
And it's so dark down there, so most of the creatures are blind.
You know what we should do? We should throw, like 3 trillion little lights into the ocean.
Lights like glow sticks.
We should get like planes and just fucking
Amelia Earhart. What the fuck are we?
We should do that.
We're not rich.
No, you want to pollute the planet? We're already suffering from all a bunch of random shit.
Nigga, it's gonna be made out of plastic.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know that big plastic chunk in the ocean?
Definitely bad.
You know what that is? It's not actual plastic.
It's little pieces of cut up plastic that fucking dodos swallow, and then they get cut open on the beach. How sad is that?
I got a better thing to talk about after we finish this.
Alright.
Okay.
Hold up, wait. What the fuck was I about to say?
Ocean. Yes.
I believe there's a big ass creature.
Yes.
In the Bermuda Triangle. Because there's cargo ships.
Well, our brains are connected now? Yes, right. Bermuda Triangle?
The Bermuda Triangle. Alright, look. There's cargo ships, airplanes. Something big goes up in the sky and can grab it or spit something at it. Like, think about it. How the fuck?
So why does everything get lost in there? Only there?
Yeah, for real. There was 12 fighter pilots that just disappeared. And Amelia Earhart disappeared.
No, Amelia Earhart made it.
They found her plane on the coastline.
Yeah, they found her plane, but not her.
Did she survive?
No,
she died. I've been playing this World War II game too.
I saw a visual of this guy. He was like, they think they found her plane? Because he found, like cat looked like her. I was listening to this guy. I watched this guy. He like talks about random stories.
Did Amelia Earhart make it across the world?
Uh-huh. She died.
She died in the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay, never mind.
And so
that just gave me a quick.
There's another story. There's another story of just 12 fighter pilots flying through that area. They lost connection as soon as they hit the area, and then they never came back. Just disappeared. They never found the planes either.
Have you heard about that 1 minute parallel?
Yes,
yeah,
I don't remember.
So this guy was on a plane, right? And he was lagging out of his radar. He was lagging in and out of his radar, and they lost connection for like 2 minutes, and he strolled off like 12,000 miles off the coast, but for like 5 minutes. And then he called back, and then he was like, oh, and then his speedometer said he was like 10 minutes and 1 minute ahead. I'm freaking the fuck out.
Yo, okay, hold on. I have a story about
this. There's a show on this, guys.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, but there's something real about that.
Something happened in the Bermuda Triangle to send him somewhere else and make his thing like ahead of time. Wow. Isn't he like considered like one of the first? I don't even know.
Okay, so there was this story of a plane. Okay, they made a show about this on Netflix.
Yeah.
So there was a story about a plane. It just came back.
But like, it was 5 years.
It came back, landed on the airway. Everybody got off the plane. They were vibing. But the pilot's like, what's going on? Because the airline's like, what the fuck? Because that plane had disappeared for like 5 years.
I know what you're talking about. Shit scared me so bad.
Like, they said that plane just disappeared, never made it to its destination. And then it come back out of nowhere. And then they're like,
they're all the same age.
Yeah, they're all the same age. Nothing's happened to them. There's nothing wrong with the plane. They're just back.
What did they say? Like,
they don't remember anything. They remember getting on the flight and then coming back. Tonight.
Because that shit gets it's actually really good. So.
And after the guy,
we got like an hour.
The pilot freaked the fuck out. And he got into the plane and he took off. Man, they don't know where he went.
You guys know Malaysia Airlines?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, look. What if that flight is like, you know, the 5-year flight that was delayed? What if it was like that? Like, what if that flight's still flying, but we just don't know where?
Oh my God. And it, like, watch it.
And it just lands where it's supposed to land. And it's just like, what happened?
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. Dude. But, like, I heard an actual story, and I heard, like, the people talking about it. Like, the actual voices of the people when it happened. Like, you hear the airplane pilot connect, and he's like, we're coming in for a landing. And then the airline guy's like, you didn't have a landing schedule. They get out of the plane, and they talk, and he's like, this plane disappeared, like, 5 years ago. I was like, yo, wait a minute.
No, like, actually, what if in, like, 100 years, like, our next century, that shit just lands out of nowhere?
Yeah.
What if all those pilots...
So fucking...
What if all those pilot jets, fighter jets, just come back?
Yeah, like,
that would be crazy.
The Bermuda Triangle is a fucking mysterious
place.
That
actually did happen?
Yes.
Isn't Bermuda...
The Bermuda Triangle, 12 fighter pilots just flew over that area. They never came back.
We're not allowed to fly over there anymore?
Nobody
had
to
fly.
Marcus. Yeah, Marcus.
Ships go in and disappear.
Cargo ships. Big ass container ships.
Marcus.
I thought
Marcus, you can get a flight there, but you're not coming back.
Well, it depends.
Well, it doesn't happen every time. They can
fly you close, and sometimes the effect just doesn't happen. Nothing happens. But...
What if that's a glitch in the fucking planet?
Wow. God did not code right. Fucking idiot.
But it's just like this... It's like an area, and it makes...
Is it in the ocean?
Yeah. Well, it's next to land. I don't remember where it is.
The Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
It's connected to the island of Bermuda, the Florida Keys.
Yeah, and Florida Keys.
And then it's over by Florida. The edge of Bahamas.
Yeah.
That, it's a vast triangle of water where planes and shit. Have you guys heard about that fucking ship that washed up on shore? That was just chilling. So what happened was it got lost somewhere, I think, in the Bermuda Triangle. And all the crew died, killed themselves, or got washed overboard. And then this ship just wanders onto the African coast. It's a container ship. It just wandered on. It just landed, and someone discovered it. Like, what the fuck happened? And they found out they saw a bunch of suicide victims, suicide notes, and all this other crazy shit. It was like, what the fuck happened?
And to the since we're gonna continue about the ocean, Joseph, with the whales just washing up, they've bit the fuck up. They're destroyed.
Like there is whales. Like yeah. What bit them?
I want to know. Some of
the whales that came like the blue whales, they like have small like throats. Yeah. Can't swallow a human.
Most whales won't. Moby Dick. I watched a whole study on this. A normal whale won't even eat a human because we won't fit into their stomach.
I won't.
Yeah, you won't fit in a whale's stomach.
What the fuck? They can only swallow like 3 fish at a time.
No, they eat krill. These like shrimp.
It's like small. Like, yeah,
it's a big ass animal.
Marcus, and the krill, swim in big groups, like millions in groups, and the whales just come over and go. Take a bite, and then they leave.
They can swallow all that fucking salt water.
Breathe it. It's like a fish talking about. They're breathing all that fucking air.
Why is
it
spicy? Sorry,
dude. They're breathing all that fucking air.
But okay, so we know that they can only eat a specific thing down there. But why are they washing up with all this damage? Because the only other way that could have happened is if there was a group of squids, but squid tend to be by themselves.
And they don't bite.
There's that, or there's something a lot bigger.
Don't they suck?
No, they have beaks.
You guys know the legend of the Loch Ness Monster and all that crazy, stupid shit? So, I'm going to tell you two things. Is true. All right, look. So, you know the big-ass whale from Pinocchio?
Yeah.
The old animated classic where he got stuck in the whale and the boat was in there?
Yeah.
People say that a creature like that exists. And just roaming the depths of the ocean of the Atlantic, just waiting.
They based it off an old extinct thing.
Like what?
It was like a big whale with teeth. Bigger than the megalodon, it was a huge whale.
Fucking John Rambo or something.
Yeah, they were a big reason.
Let's talk about anglerfish. Why did these
scary as fuck?
Like these fish have giant ass teeth, and the little light on their head. But the thing is, they don't need all those teeth because there's nothing, almost nothing down there that they fight. They eat little fish, but. Why are they strapped to the fucking teeth, literally, with all this?
Why is they attacking something down there? They're fending off. They just probably have fucked up genes. Creatures adapt. You know that. Yeah, creatures adapt. Organisms adapt to stupid shit.
They adapt.
And the pressure.
Like, what if the teeth are used like for like, senses? Just
But like the water and all that shit affects them. And that's why creatures down there are fucking humongous.
So what if there's something really big that they have to defend themselves against?
Yeah, back to the fucking exploration of the fucking ocean.
We don't even know. We've only explored 5% of it. There's a whole other 95%.
How did we find shipwrecks better than we can find like anything else?
Yeah. And there was another thing. There's only the ocean life down there. We've only discovered a very small percentage.
Yeah, it's like Subnautica. Just go fucking deeper.
The only animals we know that live down there are sperm whales, giant squids, anglerfish. This is all on
the surface. And then anglerfish.
We don't know. And nobody's actually been to the bottom of the ocean. Like, there's a bottom that we can reach, but it's not the bottom.
Because the pressure is
so scary.
Yeah, and we don't have a submarine that can go deep enough to withstand the pressure.
The fucking submarine to go to Titanic is like fucking this big. Fucking this much room. It doesn't do justice. A PS4? Three PS4s lined up against each other. There. That does it justice. It's small. Like this. Like not on the fucking top. But anyway. Dude. You know the Loch Ness Monster?
Yes.
There's a legend. I find it fucking stupid. But you guys know about the Big Bear Lake Sea Monster?
Yep.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, apparently it's the Loch Ness Monster. There's apparently a part of Bear Lake that goes through the earth to Scotland. Huh. Don't know why. Oh, that city's just known for raspberry shakes and good-ass burgers. But that's it. You know what I hate about the ocean?
What?
I hate it when you get goggles and you stick your eyes down and you just see the blue and you just see...
Yeah, okay.
What the fuck?
Okay, so there's, like, even on the coast, there's only crabs and shit, small fish live on the shallow end. But you keep going out there and then the sand just drops.
For real, it just drops.
And you're like...
I don't like the ocean sometimes. It's kind of scary. Yeah.
And have you seen those pictures that, like, they're meant to show the phobia of water? And, like, it's just... You see the horizon of the water, and you see the person on top of the water, and you see this big-ass fucking fish underneath it in order to, like, emphasize the fact that you're scared of the ocean. Like... What
is it called?
Damn, I used to love the ocean, but now I'm never scared.
I still love the ocean.
I'm just scared.
It's just something that we should explore. Because think,
I used to go like halfway out to the pier. I used to swim with the surfers. Like the niggas that are surfing, I used to go out there. I don't know why.
Well, Marcus, that's not that deep. We're talking about you gotta go out there. So
like 20 miles out. Like when we wanna go fishing, we go 20 miles out in the fucking ocean. It's fucking scary, dude. So I'd get in the water, I just swim.
I hate
not the feeling of anything, but I look down and I'm like, what the fuck?
I also hate
feeling like I can't see anything. I feel so scared.
I hate
feeling like you can't see anything below you and don't know what's under you.
Yeah, and anything just grab your ass.
I hate being on a boat and being so far away from land. If something happens to you, you're fucked. You're gonna drown. You're gonna die on that boat, and nobody's gonna find you.
So I can be like on big cargo ship. I can never do that.
Wait, are you talking about this picture?
Can I get naked?
No, that's something different.
I'm talking about a picture like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But it's like on the horizon.
Like that.
Like that.
Yeah, but it's like a drawing and it's scary shit.
Dude, I don't even know how people, you know, like some people survive out in the Atlantic. I wouldn't. I'd kill myself. I'd kill myself day two. I would not. There's a guy that survived 3 months out in the ocean. 3 full-fledged fucking months. No food, no water, had to conserve all this shit. Put salt water above his raft, use a solar ray thing to melt through it. Go away. Hey, no, not right now. We're busy. Anyway, he used a soul ray thing and it'd go and it'd drip. Oh my god, dude. How the fuck would...
3 months by himself?
Yeah, alone in the ocean.
Don't, like, mess and up your mind,
Multiple cargo ships have driven past. Bruh, knock it off! No, go! Alright, look. Dude, the balls in this man. There's a cargo ship that drove past him and he had flares and he flinged them and they didn't see him. Multiple times. He had 8 cargo ships. There's a cargo ship that fucking hit him at one point and they didn't see him. Which makes no sense. How the fuck would you stay out that long? And when they recovered his fucking vessel, it was all dusty and shit.
Fucking there, dude. Like, by myself? That probably turns someone, like, mentally insane or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not good being by yourself. Like, isolated.
Especially out in the Atlantic? Oh, hell no.
I like messed up, man. That's, like, saw, like, when people, like, you, like, saw, like,
confinement. You know what he got saved by? Yeah. He got saved by a fisherman in a canoe when he was asleep. He was dehydrated and he was sleeping, and these fishermen came like, hey.
Who the fuck this guy?
Hey,
wake up.
He had hanging fish and shit. Dude, it was crazy though. He would kill a fish and he would cut it. And like, he'd be like, this is for 2 days. Fucking put it down. It was like this little piece of fish. He would conserve his food hella.
Wow.
He came back so fucking skinny.
Props to the man for surviving 3 months by himself in the ocean, but god damn.
As long as you get like a good source of water, you can't get it without food.
He had water.
I guess.
Would he just collect rainwater? That's what I would do.
I don't think he had rainwater. I watched a video where he was like in hurricanes and shit and he was just survived, but.
If I had a camera, I'd be like, so guys, day 69.
I'd be like,
day one, like, to me. It'll be like day it's one, like, let's go on, we're going on an adventure. They like send me like,
and then it's like a storm. It cuts to day three, and you're like,
the reason why he got out there was he's trying to break a world record. You know those dumbass people are like, I sell the fucking world.
Yes,
England to America. Another 2 days. I'm 16. What have you done with your life? Those people. He tried to do that.
Damn. Got caught lacking by the wave.
It was kind of his fault, because he said, if I'm gone for a month, don't tell anybody. He told it to all of his family and friends. What the fuck? But he got to the Atlantic on this little tiny fisher boat. Bro, at least, like, get some heat, get a cruise, get, like, a tiny little fucking big boat. Like we're going to need a bigger boat.
Something like bigger so you can walk around.
But, like, the ocean is scary.
I don't, bro.
Like, so we've only discovered 5% of it, but we know more about space.
More about like planets.
Why would we choose? There's, okay, I just came up with a good fucking theory. I think the government or whoever, they're hiding shit in the ocean or doing shit in the ocean. Or there's something in the ocean that we want to avoid completely. And that's why we chose to go to space instead.
Dude, I think there's something. I think Godzilla's a documentary. Just kidding. But like, there's something down there.
Yeah, for real.
If I had the if I had Elon Musk money, I'd explore the ocean.
Yeah, for real. Why is everybody so focused on exploring space?
Because our planet's on a dying break.
Yeah, if we can't somehow go to another planet before our sun explodes.
Our sun isn't gonna explode for another billion years. We're gonna be fine.
Before we kill ourselves.
Yeah.
It's like war and stuff like that.
It's just,
we're in a sticky predicament.
Hella. Because we got plastic, global warming, fossil fuels.
Yeah.
People that can't handle each other. The world's gonna get a shit soon. Real soon.
I'll be a president of the country. We just leave. Like, go off on an adventure. Send, like, a crew.
Alright, here's something kind of off topic about the ocean, but how do you guys feel about, like, what if, like, someone's like, hey, you're gonna die? Like, I know we're all gonna die, obviously. This is all limited. But, like, what if someone just tells you, hey, your time's cut. You're gonna die tomorrow. How'd you react?
I'll be like, what?
And then the guy just explained himself. I'm the Grand Reaper. Telling you this is your last day. Would you have full acceptance?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be mad or sad or whatever.
I'll beat the fuck out of that guy. I'm just kidding.
Like, really?
He dies because he touched his dumbass.
Hey, what the fuck you say to me? No, don't do it. Don't. Fucking dumbass.
But, like, yeah. I don't know. I think I'd cry for like the first 5 hours and then just be like, I'm ready.
I'll like go to a bank. Put the money in my ass.
My last hours of life, I'll be converting to Christian. just converting. Just be like, saying all the religion and all everything in under an hour. I'll be like a Kevin in fucking Paradise PD. I'm Jewish now. Nothing wrong with Jews. I love Jews. My boy, Big Nose Llama, is a Jew.
You're a Jew?
No, I'm not.
Have you seen those, like... Yeah, I love about talking about, like, you seen those, like, videos? It's, like, people, like, disappear, like, little kids, and they appear, like, places, like, miles away.
Yeah.
And they can't, there's no way they could get up there for a kid that size. And they, like, yet need, like, climbing equipment, and they somehow see that.
Dude.
Like, I saw videos. No, like, so, like, kid, I saw that, I watched this guy, he, like, oh, my gosh, so much. He's, there's so much, like, cases, like, disappearance, like, weird. So like they look away, look at the kid, and look back, and they look at the guys. The kid's gone. Whole search party, search the whole force. Can't find no. They can't find the kid. Like 3 weeks later, they find him. Like miles away, and then like in like a big hill that you need like hiking equipment to get. The kid's like 5 years old. Yeah, like no one like understand. So this thing is this guy. He says he saw like Bigfoot.
You know, okay. These fucking dumbass people.
No, so he was hiking.
Monkey in forest.
He was hiking. It was and he was hiking this little hill, and he saw like a monkey, like a big thing. But the thing was like 6 feet. Like no, not six, over 6 feet.
I got a good idea. And he was running. I got a good idea.
And he was coming back down, and the trees were falling on him. He was just running down. He explains like there's so much story. And like little kids like saying like they see people like someone's calling me. They see random things like caves, like witches. And then like
alright, look, we live in the city of Utah. There's so much fucking weird shit here. You guys hear about Cave Hollow?
Who?
Cave Hollow?
What's that?
In Salt Lake?
No, Cave Hollow here in Caseville.
Dumbass.
Shut the
Cave Hollow, Salt Lake.
Alright, listen.
Marcus, it's okay. It's okay.
Because we're talking about, like, paranormal, weird, crazy shit.
Anomalies,
things like that. Cave Hollow is known. Alright, so, this is what I've heard. I don't know if this is true. Okay. I don't know if anything I say is true. Either this is a fucking podcast. We can be wrong, we can be right. But there is fucking polygamists that went with a cross, a fucking rock cross, and they'd worship anything there. And then the clan died off, don't know how, don't know when, and then they fucking brought in Satan, well, Satanists took over that cross, and they plagued that forest, they plagued it with this disease, whatever the fuck it was not like, it's not like an actual disease, but like a spirit disease, and then this pregnant woman comes out, she's 16, she has a kid, she kills herself and the baby to sacrifice to the devil on the cross. And then, if you go around that forest, you can find little bags of adult teeth, toes, fingertips, anything, that eyelids sometimes, fucking crazy shit. And the thing is, they have no alias, they have no trace back, nothing. It's weird. And then, another thing that forest is known for is having Dogman.
What's that?
A big fucking thing on its hind legs that plagues the forest. And when you walk through that forest at night, you always feel like something's watching you. And they said that's because it's Dogman. People that live by that forest, multiple times every night, they hear howling. Multiple times they hear crazy shit.
There's no fucking wolves in Utah.
I know. Well, there's cougars and shit like that, but why would they be in a metropolitan area? A bunch of people around in cars. And when they say the howls do not sound like howls. They sound demonic.
Cats don't howl.
If no, they did. But like, for real, it's scary. And then they'd hear stuff, and then little girls, like what my boy Joe Mama was saying, oh, I see something, Mom. And then they said like sometimes you could see like red mists in the clouds above the place and it just vanishes.
Fuck that, bro. Fuck all that. Hell no.
I know, it's in one of the most like more religious states in the fucking country. Just chilling here, and we have all this demonic shit.
You guys heard of that one thing? I think your first name was like Sarah, and it's a gravestone, and on it says something about the devil. Google it. Google gravestone mystery in Utah.
Okay, so what I was gonna say is I remember this. I was like 7, 10 years old, maybe.
What was it?
Gravestone.
Okay. I was like 7, 10 years old. I was watching Nat Geographic. I don't know why. I was just dumb.
Nat Geo is a good shit.
There's a Bigfoot documentary. Wait, but it wasn't Bigfoot.